Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Any else talk about that? Oh. Oh, balan, no, no. No, 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 no. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. Oh, I have a type of interpretation for you, but it's in this song format. How do I call it? Which are you? Do, do, do. Okay, thank you. Announced. So every item must come down. Every strong must be broken. Where did the plus crown? You overcome. Every item must come down. Every strong good shall be you. You overcome. Every item must come down. From God shall be broken. The victor's crown. You overcome. You overcome. Every item. Sing, every strong good must be broken. The victor's crown, you overcome, Oh, listen. Candelas to Gavande, Coparnes, Tegabala, Shantaman, in Brontalas, Tegabala, the Gapatis, Togavala, and learn to respect the divination of the scriptures. Learn to respect the divination of God. Yeah, why most men think that their problems are demons. That their problem is a witch, their problem is a wizard, their problem is an issue somewhere. But hey, look at the world and see the real problem of man. Wrong ideologies, wrong idea, fallacy, falsified information. These are the things you should be aware of. Yeah, these are the things that drowns a minister faster than demons, faster than devils, faster than attacks. These are the real attacks you must be wary of. Be conscious of the things you expose your mind to. Be conscious of the things that you expose your Christian work to. Many Christians have become ineffective as a result of wrong information, as a result of things that they expose themselves to. Cantos to go bata, capilan to go bos, brigadas, brigando, bracatatos, tagati. Candolo ragada regeti lostegava pilante pila brala stege bila stege vashanta imbrata cantila mala cantilas ilabata mala macatizo pata brike pre imbroto la zava la cantile mozomana cantila mastegete imbrota la mazemia na no contamala machanteo invanto la brente macantila mazempa la man nekipa imbroto macampala mande kepile stoge vilante imbrotama. Oh, listen. You know, why the people in the world, the deliverance they need, they come through laying on of hands. But the true disciple of Christ, the deliverance they need, it comes by the word. Yeah. See the disciples of Jesus. Yeah. How did he get them to do the right thing? By the word. By consistent teaching. So don't discard what you have been exposed to here. That's just what I got from God. Yeah. Don't discard what you have been exposed to here. There's not really an obvious day where we saw Jesus gather his disciples together, doing Holy Ghost meeting for them, imparting them specially. But the teachings day by day, is enough impartation for the ministry ahead. Why we don't disregard the ministry of laying on of hands? Why we don't disregard the ministry of the supernatural? Pay attention to the word. It will build consistency to your soul. It will bring vibrancy. vibrancy. Honor this wisdom of God. Honor this wisdom of God. Sit down your disciples. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. Teach them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So as we teach the word again this evening,
we wear the victor's crown. We overcome. We overcome. Every eye thing has come down. Ba ba ba. Stronger shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome. For the last time, something must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. We wore the victor's crown. We overcome. Overcome.
Thank you. Let's start from there. 2 Corinthians 10. Thank you, sir. 2 Corinthians 10. Be fast. Come on. 2 Corinthians 10. From verse 4. Good evening, everybody. 2 Corinthians 10. Is that from verse 3, 4? For though we walk in the flesh. Are you there? Be fast. This is what is man. Let's call it part 6, right? Okay. Is it verse 4? Yeah, verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So what are those strongholds? Let's read verse 5 slowly. One, okay, let's wait. Some people are not yet there. I'm sure your neighbor is opening his Bible. Yeah, that is the diligence we do as a church. Church is a family. It's not why we run ahead of one another. Because we are going somewhere. No, the church is not going anywhere until everybody is going together. Okay, so verse 4, 5. Now, want to go? Yes, us. Casting down what? Imagination. Say imaginations.
Imagination.
Very bad, eh? Imagination. And what? Every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing what? Captive every what? Thought. Say thought. That's why in this church we have spoken so much about uncontrolled meditation. For you to just sit down on a spot, thinking your way into perdition, thinking your way into destruction, thinking your way into irrelevance in God's kingdom, thinking your way into unnecessary destination that the world never had for you. That thing has killed plenty Christian dreams. Uncontrolled meditation. So you can see here they say the word of God. Like for instance, the guy that was born to a Christian home, that one they say is an atheist. What happened to him? How do you think he got there? Uncontrolled meditation. See, I'm not free to think what I like. Write that down. Write that down. You can write that down. I am not free to think what I like. He told Joshua, this book of law shall not depart out of your mouth. You must meditate therein, day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you make your way prosperous, good success. Talking about in Christ anyway. He told Timothy, meditate on these things, give thyself wholly unto them, that thy what profiting might appear unto all. Philippians 4, verse 6, say, whatsoever things are what are true, are just, are lovely, are pure, are true, are honest. Think on these things, and the peace of God will keep your heart. Amen, amen. So I'm not free to think just anything. Like seriously, this even relationship, this is the killer of relationships. Just thinking on the sit on the spot, you think from Nigeria to Sierra Leone and come back to the same spot. Uncontrolled meditation. Jesus said, how many of you by taking thoughts can add what? 1 cubit. If you can add 1 cubit to your stature, that lady would have been as fat as what? From this pole to this pole in this church. Amen, amen. Praise God. Those are the serious thinkers we have here. The Lord should deliver you from. Amen, amen. Perpetuals, thank you for loving. By taking thoughts, can you add a 6-pack to your? No. So he said the word of God, he brings all those thoughts into what? Well, every thought into the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. The obedience of Christ. That means my thought, I will streamline it towards God's purpose in Christ. I will streamline it towards honorable things, fruitful things. Remember James 1:13, every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust was conceived, it brings forth sin. When sin has finished, it's a thinking pattern. It starts from verse 1. Let no man say, when he's tempted. That saying starts from your thinking. Your thinking. So that means I give myself active, my thoughts, I give my thought actively to the ministry of Jesus, actively into effectiveness as a believer. Like I gave the ministers an assignment yesterday for them to pray some stuff. When you pray, where do you receive the answer? You receive the answer in your actions. I have been saying this thing. When you pray to God, like for instance, when you pray Ephesians 1, Ephesians 1, 15 to 18, 20, yeah, that the eyes of your understanding be opened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling. When the answer will be coming, the answer will come to you in diligence. If you pray that prayer and you are still late for Bible study, you have not prayed. You didn't receive the answer. The answer will come to you in your actions. In your actions. You will not come to church without a Bible. You will not come to church with you will not spend all your day on your day like on frivolity. Then you not bring the remnant part of yourself to church for God to do what? To repair. Amen, amen. Praise God. So when you pray about honor, where do you receive the answer from? In your actions. You receive it in some deliberate action. That's how you receive answer to prayer. Some people think answer to prayer is just what God will now look at you one day. One day, God will now answer. No. When you pray it, you take steps, right? Are you with me? When you pray, astonishing, what do you do after that? You take steps, amen. So when you pray, astonishing, knowing God, what do you do after? You go for the word. You go for Bible study. You go for exams, right? You go for a Bible school. Which you are right now, amen. Praise God. That's how you receive answers to prayer. Oh, and like we are going to see to today. Also, when you pray, especially your finances, how do you receive the answer? How do you receive the answer? Area 1, amen. Who say 2? Area 11. That's how to receive the answer. So pray, especially finances, and you're not sat down in the place. Yeah, Baba Shay, Baba Shay, Baba Shay, Baba Shay. Yeah, Baba Shay mountain. We have mountains like that. Baba Shay, Shay. You are rejecting the answer to your prayer. Praise God. Remember that one, we will receive instruction and directions as we pray. It's not it's not ended. The next thing is what? We act on them. We act on them. We act on them. Outline your prayer points. Ask yourself, which action have I taken based on these prayer points? When I ask him, it is for us. So if I pray for a boo, how do I receive the answer? I don't know that one. But let's see their thoughts. 2 Timothy chapter 3, now verse 15. Did you get what I just said, Shasha? You get what I just said? Yeah. When you pray, you receive answers in your actions. In your actions. In your actions. So 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. And that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given. Don't forget verse 15. Oh, he said, you are able to, when you look at the Holy Scripture, he said, Timothy, you are able to, Scripture is able to make you wise as touching salvation. As touching salvation. That's all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's like Paul is now confirming what Timothy has known. Say, yeah, truly, Scriptures are given by the inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in where? Righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And on good works, there will be primarily their ministry. So, write this down. The minister that will last long in God's service must be disciplined. Write that down. You must be disciplined. The minister that will last long in God's service must be disciplined. You must be disciplined. Seeing Jesus as the subject matter of Scripture is discipline. That's what I'm saying. Seeing salvation through faith in Christ as the subject matter of Scripture is discipline. Is discipline. Looking through the Old Testament and concluding that God is not saying different things, he's saying the same thing, is what? Is discipline. Read the story of David, read the story of Goliath, read the story of Enoch, all of them, and arriving at the same conclusion as touching salvation is discipline. But when you read Psalm 68, you are thinking of your enemies, arise, O Lord, let your enemies scatter. Read Psalm 95, you are thinking about the old woman in your house. You read and Psalm 91, you are thinking about the contract you are going to take tomorrow. You read Psalm, which other Psalm is there? Psalm. What's your favorite Psalm? In those days, in those years. The one you just read into water. And you now mix it, put 37. 27. 35, yes. 56. Any other one? One more. 109. Ah! Ajebi, no? Don't you know Ajebi, no? Ajebi Ogun. Something like that. That is indiscipline. When you read Songs of Solomon and you are thinking about a lady, you are indiscipline. When you read the book of Proverbs and you are thinking about 21st century wealth principles, it's what? Gross indiscipline. That is not why the Bible is given to you. God is not competing with Max Ziegler. Or who are your financial mentors? Napoleon, who? Robert Kiyosaki. Ah. God is not competing with them. He's not saying, no, you can do your own. Me, I can write my own. So I wrote Proverbs. No. It's given to you for what? To understand salvation through faith in Christ. So to form a ministry based on Isaac sowed in the land. It's more like Isaac also in the land. Something like that. Isaac polluted in the land. In Yoruba. Literal interpretation. To form a ministry based on that is indiscipline. Somebody say, God has showed me my wife in the scripture. Say, how did you put it? From Pastor Nenka's message. He said, Brad came to me that he said that God said this lady is his wife. Say, ah, say, he saw a scripture for it. What is scripture? Say, it was meditation. I saw Tola, son of Dodo. Say, and the name of the girl is Tola. Say, Tola, son of Dodo. Discipline. Hallelujah. Say we are chaste believers. Come on, say we are chaste believers. Yeah, we are disciplined. We are disciplined. When you just open Bible, you just see plenty of things. Just like the joke, and that somebody say, Jesus drove an under. Say, how do you know? Said, well, I did not speak to you of my accord. That Jesus drove under accord. Amen, amen. Say, I didn't want to speak to you of my own accord. That means I didn't want to nyan you about my, of my accord. Amen. You see, Omar. Omar will be there too. If you read that, 7 Chronicles very well. Omar. So that's just what every church, if we understand this, a lot of special programs, end of year programs will close down. It will just close. It will close. Ephrata, close. No, that one is open. No. what is opposite in Greek again? Is it A or? I've forgotten those. When you put something, it will invert it. It should close down so that men can understand Christ. So preachers should not contribute to the problem of people. We should contribute to the solution. When people come to you with diverse saying, Pastor, yes, I want you to see into my financial life. Tell them that's not my duty. It's not my duty. Go to your financial analyst. Go to your bank to see into your financial life. Yeah. Go to them. This looks like a job, but it's actually serious. Go to them. You see singles. Pastor. Sing to my life. What is God saying? God is saying ministry. Simple. Ministry. Ministry! God is not seeing a book for anybody. God, you are not saved and God is seeing a book for you. That God wants you to die. That's the point. And then you're saved. You don't even know who is Jesus. That's calling 15 exam. And you are wanting, and you think God will be interested. Who to marry? Okay, sorry, before I go about it. Okay, so go to First Luke chapter 12 now. So there are two streams of thought we have been looking at. Firstly, we have been looking at what we seek God for. What we seek God for. That's one of the streams of thought we have been looking at in this series. That what we seek God for is not money. And we have seen that in John chapter 6. He said, labor not for the meat that perish, but for that meat which endureth for everlasting life. So see Luke 12 again. Verse 13 and 14. So we seek God for God's will. ensure you write that down, that one down again. We seek God for his will. We seek God for his will. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, can we take that together? Come on, let's read Luke chapter 12. Let me read 13, you read 14 again for me. This must be your defense. I'm doing this because that's what my Savior did. Let me read 13, you read 14 for me. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with him. 14, want to go? Yes, sir. Man, made me a judge or a divider over you. Next verse. And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of what? Covetousness. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. Everything that these ones are not new Christian reality. You are sleeping. Do you think new Christian reality started from Acts chapter 2? No, it started from Genesis chapter what? 1. Amen, amen. Glory, glory. That's one of our errors in those early years. No, anything is wrong. No, it's only the epistles. No, you look at the epistles, look at the Old Testament, you see the epistles in types and shadows, everything there. So, see verse 14, saying, Who made me a judge or a divider over you? So, I was saying that, guy, this is not my duty. This is not my job. It's not my job to be dividing the inheritance of your father to you. My duty is verse 15 to keep you from greed and covetousness. Write that down. Say the duty of the preacher is not to multiply money, but to keep the believer from greed and covetousness. The duty of the preacher is not to teach saints financial intelligence 21st century of how to get it, two ways of how to trick your boss, how to become the boss of your boss, how to master all those things. They are demonic, okay? Once you teach it in church, it becomes demonic. That's what I'm saying, okay? Some things, they are good, they are okay, as long as you are not saying it in church. As long as you are now, when you bring it to the pulpit, it becomes demonic. Same thing as Peter in Matthew chapter 16, right? I'm going to die. Peter, out of his good acts, you will not die. Say, that is Satan speaking to you. That's Matthew 16. Sorry, Jerry, I know I'm too fast, brother. So I said one of the first stream of thought is what we seek God for. And secondly, the second stream of thought we are looking at in this series is what to do with wealth, okay? What to do with wealth. So we serve with wealth. We don't get carried away with wealth. That's what to do. We serve. Wealth is a reason to serve people. To serve. So money does not define a Christian. Money does not define a Christian. So, what we do with money is more important than accumulating it. In God's kingdom, what we do with money is more important than accumulating it. Generosity is more important than accumulation. Generosity is more important than accumulating wealth. So, verse 16, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, The grant of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room to bestow my fruit. And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruit and my goods, and I will say to my soul, So thou hast much good laid for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? Of course, God is saying, What if you die tonight? He's not saying, I'm coming to kill you. And 20:21, that says, So is he that layeth up treasure. Say, lay up. You get that? That layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. So, write this down. Riches towards God will be liberality, not accumulation. Riches towards God, to be rich towards God is to be liberal, to be generous. Not accumulation, is liberality, not accumulating wealth. Not accumulating wealth. Not boasting of penn estate. No, that's not riches towards God. It's not the accumulation. I know some of you right now, if you are here right now, your parents are already calling you. Yes, and what are you doing with your life? Yes, have you bought a land? Have you done this? Imagine. Seriously? Seriously. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1. I'm asking you, what have you done? Have you done this? Ensure you don't define your life by those things. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1. Are you there? Come on. Don't fall for the pressure of the society. Don't fall for it. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do that you wit. We do you to wit. That means to tap to that grace. To wit of the grace of God bestowed on the church of Macedonia. See that? Oh, see this? Oh. I would see what is called grace of God. You know, if they are saying grace of God, they say, the millions are the grace of God. What was called the grace of God here? Let's read verse 2 slowly, please. Help me. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty are bonded unto the riches of their wealth. So in their pockets they are poor, but in their hearts they are joyous, and in their hands they are generous. See that? Don't forget what I said. Their pockets may be poor, but their hearts was joyful, and their hands is what? Generous. Did you get that? So he said, in the great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Wow. That's a lot. Some people think that as long as I am not earning this type of money, I cannot give. That is bad. That's bad. So, see, for to their power, I bear record, yeah, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Can you see that? They were willing even beyond their power. Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gifts and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And let's read verse 5. Please help me. Want to go? And this they did, not as we hope, but for they gave their own self unto the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Amen, amen. So the rich man before God is the one that can part away with what he has to make another comfortable. That's the rich man before God. The one that can part away with what he has to make another person comfortable. That's the rich man. That's the rich man. The one that can part away. Don't forget, God's divination is not always our divination. How we see things now, God sees things at times. That's the man that can part away. That's the rich man, not the one that accumulates. I am not talking about giving to buy public opinion. When you give and you put it on Facebook, yes, charity, NGO, done. 50 scholarship given to 50 students, you have received your reward in full. You are not giving, you are just buying what? Public what? Acceptance, any of that in public? You are buying favor. That's what you are doing. You are buying. So that is not giving, it's not free. Okay? Once you give and you are saying, yes, brother, all those sarcastic things that people do, they now push, yes, because has distributed 50 billion to solve Ebola, whatever they call it, that is not giving again, okay? Praise God, that's what you just said. That's what he was saying figuratively when he was saying, anything you give, let not your right hand know what your what, left hand is what. I didn't know you're in church. Welcome, awesome. So he said, don't allow your right hand to know what your what, left hand is doing. He's saying, guy, when you are giving, give for the intent of seeing that person better. Give for the intent. The intention is that I want to see a believer better. Give for that intent. Don't give for the intent of yes, let me show that I'm the boss. I'm the G. James chapter 2. Believers must get this. We must get this. James 2:14. The same thing we're saying here. Our faith propels us to give. Our faith propels us to be generous. Let me not talk yet about generosity to your church. Let me stay right now to one to another. See James 2. James 2:14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man says he has faith and hath not works, can faith save him? Faith save there, of course, it's not salvation. It's talking about, you see what he's talking about. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of what? Daily food. So that's salvation. It will save you from hunger. Save can be saved from anything. Can be saved from hunger, save from death, save from sin forever, also you can be saved from sin. And that's what the blood of Jesus is specialist in. So verse 16 now, and one of you shall say, depart in peace. Like what you say, yeah, you're hungry. Come on, let me lay hands on you. Depart in peace and be full, right? Be warm and be filled. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, he has done it for you, Abby. He said, depart in full. Be filled. And see what James said. And brought you, notwithstanding, you give them not things which are what? Needful to thee. You are only giving things that are needful to the what? To the spirit, to the mind. Yeah? You didn't give what is needful for the body. What does it profit? See, even so faith, if it hath not worked, is dead, being alone. Now I give you an analogy. Yeah, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have what? Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. By my works. Thou believest that there is one God, even demons, devils believe that they tremble. And see what he now said, verse 20. But without not knowing, obeying man, that faith without work is dead, was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered up Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his what? With his what? And by works was faith made what? By works was made faith made what? Can I explain this to you? He's not saying here that God justified Abraham for by works. So he's saying how we know that God justified Abraham is by his works. Are you getting me? Wherever Abraham believed, we don't know until that day he tried to offer Isaac. Do you get that? So that means the offering of Isaac was for us to know, not to prove a point to God. You get me? What he did on Mount Moriah in Genesis 22 is not to prove a point to God, is to show a point to us. You don't prove a point to God. I've said that on Sunday. Okay. And the scripture is fulfilled. We say Abraham believed God and it was counted for him for righteousness. You see how that by works a man is justified, not by faith only. Likewise, also, us was not Rahab the Lord justified by works when she had received the messengers and has sent them down out another way. Let's read verse 24. If you are there, once you go, yes. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also what is dead. Is dead towards man. That's it, right? That's what he's saying. Dead towards man, not dead towards God. Dead towards man. Dead towards man. Dead towards man. That means whatever you claim you believe and you don't express, we see it as dead. You are not profiting anybody. You are not blessing anybody. You are not improving anybody. You are not. You are just in the world of your own. You are a selfish believer. That's what he's saying. Very selfish. Because don't forget, salvation is by faith. You believe. John 3:16, John 3:36, John 5:24, John 6:20-31. Salvation is to believe. But how do we know you have believed? You come to church. Coming to church now, is it not works? Coming to church, is it not works? Or is it the spirit that carries you to church? It just floats. I am going to church. The spirit just dump you. I want to pray. For 10 hours, the spirit will just carry you to. The spirit will just bear your infirmities. That's it. Just sweet. 10 hours, done. Is that how it happens? How do you pray for 10 hours? Is it faith or works? It works. Say better works. That's better work. Labor. So, but that is how we know that you are not a Jacob believer. Right now, we are going to pray here. So you come. 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 We pray. Are you with me? Now you show you are responsible. Now you hear prayer and you escape. That means you are not saved. Huh? You don't share? Oh, saved, yeah. That means God just wastes his blood on you. Wake up, my guy. Prayer is for you. You hear me? Prayer is for you. You are a man that prays. Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. See, I'm not Jeko. I'm sorry, Jeko means, you know. Yeah, you say you like this. What do you like? I want to eat Godimo at your age. Godimo. Godimo. Praise God. Make it hard. Like the one that they should make for me at times. Make it hard. Strong thing. That's it, man. See, are we in line? My name is Jacob man. So 1 John chapter 4. Help me. So I'm saying all these things, these are how we know. Before, remember in those days when we were here on sea, when you just hear emergency, you just escape. See, I cannot go. If a demon do me, you escape. No, that's not you. is how you show you're a believer. You come. Say, don't worry. Say, I don't know what to say. I will just come. I don't worry. We die there. That's the attitude. Praise God. When you come here, when you see somebody a saint that is a small saint, somebody that is small like this, pray. Why will not be encouraged? Praise God. So that's the advantage in church. Nobody says you can't be praying alone in the corner. No, come together. Are you chaplain at iron? You will fall down, you will die yourself, you will raise you up. That's what happens in prayer meeting. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I think we also do another 6 hours. I mean, like that we did the I think we are due for it. Wake up, my guy. Let your blood be boiling for God. So what are you doing? You think I just want to be fine for nothing? You fine for prayer. Let's leave this thing. 1 John 4:17. Hereby is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Amen, amen. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear are torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Verse 19, we love because he first loved us. Let's read verse 20 and 21. Help me. I love God and hated his brother. He's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who love God, love his brother what also. So that is the same thing that James was trying to put in another way. See, 1 John 3:11. I want you all to see this. This is where John will put what James is saying. 1 John 3:11, and this is a message. Don't forget, they all wrote to almost the same type of people. It's almost the same. But I know John wrote his own in the late end, but James was early. 1 John 3:11, and it was likely before the Pauline Revelation became well known. In 1 John 3:11, for this is a message that we heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother, and wherefore slew him. Why did he slew him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's work is righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Let's read from verse 14. Help me together. Want to go? Yes, sir. Pass from death to life because we was. Hold on. Technical now. What is this saying there? That we know. Who knows? Is it God knows? Men, right? So that's to be technical there. We don't just read that and just scan through. You see, we know. Who is the we? That cannot be God. He said, we know that we are past. Okay? Because John 5:24 said, when you believe, you pass from death to life. Don't forget, the same John that wrote this is one that, let me show you what you think I'm saying. See John 5:24. The same John that wrote it too. John 5:24. Help me. John 5:24. Wait for your neighbor to be there. Open this Bible, my guy. She Bible in John, Ori Karun. Awesome. Oh, somebody saw you're by here. A lot of you are after frivolity. French. What's that? Twinkle, Chinese. Quen. Cha. Okay, John 5:24. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. Verily, verily, I say unto you, yes. And believe on him that sent me, at what? Everlasting life. And what? Shall not come to condemnation. But has passed from what? Death to life. So, the same word, death to life, right? Now, go back to that 1 John now. 1 John 3. 1 John 3 or 4. Where am I reading? 1 John 3. Verse what? 14. So, that one you read in John 5. The same John, though. It's not John the Baptist that wrote it. It's this John the Apostle. John the Baptist doesn't have any book. I mean, not have. 1 John 3 now. Verse what? 14. Let's now read 14 now. We know. Say we know. Yeah, that we are passed from death to life because we love the brethren. So this is a proof to God or man? To man. This we know. This now we know. That salvation has happened when you love believers. So that's what he's saying. We know that when you love believers, that is when we know. That's when we know. We don't know what you believe. We only know what you do. Are you getting that, brethren? Thank you. So he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. That means likely that does not love his brother is likely not to be born again and is in death. Whosoever has hated his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. You understand that? That should be our salvation. Part what? That is which everybody must go through. In the next 20 years, everybody must go through all these things. Amen, amen. Verse 14, 16, yes. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Verse 17, again, let's read 17, yes. Add this word's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shut up his bowels of compassion. Oh, dude, from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him. My little children, what? Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in what? In deed and hallelujah. Is that clear, guys? Yeah, that's a believer. A believer is the one that you are happy to part away with what you are. Your joy is not your account balance. Your joy is I'm making a believer happy. That's your joy. Your joy. So, like I wrote in my note, actively plan a life that seeks to help another. Actively plan a life that seeks to help another. You must have soft spots for believers, I've told you. Actively plan a life that seeks to help another. Don't have a home that is so narrow. Like I learned, some of you have before, that is so narrow that cannot contain more than you. God bless Pastor Buki. Amen, amen. You have a house that is 3 by 6. What's that? 3 by 6. Who you help? How will a believer come and grow? If they cannot grow there, you will suffocate. So, like I said, when you are collecting your income, wages, everything, it's not just say eyelashes, eyelid, eyeball. Who tells you buy? When you buy everything, I what foundation, I goggle, what again? On these eyes alone, you have not passing space. So you buy the lash, you buy the lid, you buy the, you put something here, put there. You think that be contact. You now put, you change the inside of the ball. You put another one. Oh, you are still on the eye. You are spending 60K on the eye. What of the office? The lid is under business that entirely. Put foundation there. Put the one. Put top. And Paracletus has not eaten since morning. See? Some of you will come to church, will be cleaning your makeup, selling it. Clean it, sell it so that you can get money for believers. Clean it, you now sell it. Okay, I think the one that is easier is to sell your the glory in your ear. Okay, 1 Timothy 4, verse 9. But I'm serious. Plan a life that seeks to help another. Please plan that. Plan a life that seeks to help another. Plan an accommodation that can accommodate a believer, that can cause somebody to come to you and grow. Plan everything. You must plan it. Okay, these things are to be planned. Yeah, Brad came to me yesterday. He said he loves what you are doing. He said, right now his business is not allowing him to fully do what he said, but give me a month. I am actively planning to be available. Say, awesome. That's what we are saying. You plan it. When we see that you don't plan it for 2 years, then we say, my guy, oh, seriously, you must plan something. You must plan it. You can plan it. Plan days when you'll be comfortable and when you'll be able to make somebody else comfortable. Plan it. Thank you. Don't plan 2 years. So 2 months. 3. That's a month. Selah. 1 Timothy 4, verse 9. Okay, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of how many? All men, but what? Especially of those that believe. So that's how you rate your priorities. The believers have greater priority. They have greater priority, especially of those that believe. So let your resources be more involved in helping those who propagate this gospel. Let your resources be more involved. Some people, people just like to help you. People that will sing your praise, people that will sing your name, people that, no, help a believer. Help a believer. The believer is your family. The believer is your true blood. That is the bond that will last eternally. Sorry, blood ties, marriage ties, they are not likely to be forever. my own cousin, my everything. Well, again, 1 Timothy 5:17. Same thing you see here. 1 Timothy 5:17, talking to the man of God, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy. See, that rule well, worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in what? In the word and doctrine. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Talking to the man of God. So, now, just do a rough but quick study, and we will now start to conclude. So, let's just see where the word rich is used in the New Testament. Rich, that's a Greek word, plousios, something like that. Plousios, P-L-O-U-S-I-S. Yeah, P-L-O-U-S-I-S. Of course, it just means well-being. So, it can be figurative or literal. That's where I'm going. The word rich simply means wealthy. It can be figurative or literal. Figurative or literal. That means not every wealth rich, the word rich, it's not every time you see the word rich in the Bible that is talking about what? Physical catch. Okay? It can be rich in forgiveness. For example, we see very soon that God is rich in mercy. Can you see that? Wealthy in mercy. So even where they just see rich, they just put dollars there. Imagine God is dollars in mercy. All that is just bad Bible interpretation. So that means when you that must be disciplined, must be sin-minded. Don't just open Bible and you are seeing money everywhere. You are trying to see where it's talking about forgiveness, you see money. Where it's talking about giving, you see money. Giving is not money, giving is liberality. Consider the church of Macedonia. They were even giving when they are poor. So they were rich when they are poor. So that means when they were figuratively, when they are rich spiritually, when they are rich figuratively, they were poor physically. So let us see a few of them. I will be fast. So also, we will also see the commendation that God Jesus gives to rich men. Hope you know, I told you last, maybe it's part two or part three, that riches in the world has been more associated with what? Arrogance, remember? Arrogance, what else? Pride, what else? Unbelief, what else? Stubbornness, awesome. Be reading your notes. Riches are more associated with those things. Is a rich man that is not submitted to God is more likely to be proud, to be arrogant, to be stubborn. You want to put to him, you to be thinking he has an opinion. And you think because you have cash, you have a right to, because in your estate, everybody respects you. Come to church, nothing will be bowing down to you. You are giving back. Our father-in-law is here. Honorable Minister Jude is the GCF. He's coming to bless us. And you give me microphone. That is vexing. So vexing. You see a believer is laboring the word and doctrine. See Bishop Bright, he's praying. Who give microphone? No. Just see one man, just walk. Just see Miron Jacquard. See shoe. See awesome. Yes, sir, can you just. Remember that I didn't know what they did to that place, and I don't like taking people out of context, but I think what we just saw is that he laid hands on the weak man of God. Let's leave the man of God, let's spare him today from live stream. What is that? He almost fell. Why? Because the man, he gave a seed of how much? $1 million. You don't know? He gave a seed of $1 million. And the man was saying, Baba, lay hands on me. You don't know? This million is popular now. He lay hands on the man of God. Can you see that money answered all things? If you need the anointing, money will give you. So when you come, anointing will come. You say, yeah. You know, to be candid, you know if the gate layers of some people, they will fall down. I'm not joking, they will actually fall down. Why? It is the honor. See, here, the gate. Awesome, sir. Thank you. Awesome. Sir. You're not, I mean, sorry, you're not lying, my brother. Some people, as my guys just walk, you say, wow. it's about value. What you value, what you place value on. Hey, oh, my crush. Oh, God, my crush. That's collapse. Sorry, crush is a devilish word. Don't be using it. Amen, amen. Yeah, no, he taught not to be. That's what happens to you. When money is in your eyes, in your throat, is in your that's why this man is it Michael Colandia that came to Nigeria last time that wanted to use redemption camp. You remember? I wanted to use redemption camp for his crusade. No, it's not Christ. It's not I got it wrong. It's not is it Benny? No, the one that they dupe. The people, that one is like for like. What you did, they did for you. Nigeria, guys, they should have. We are smarter. Right, I think what happened then is that they collected so much money for in music education camp, but they got it from Adeboye free, something like that. Adeboye gave it free, but they too big. Hallelujah. So I learned that in the program he was almost cursing, that he was so angry. Amen. So you see, money is. So what I'm just saying, money, like to the camera, is associated with all this stubbornness, pride. You just want to just any do things anyhow, but your reality is different. So that means you'll be seeing. So I'll be asking you as we are reading this scripture that okay, money is it used here or is it positive or negative? Okay, don't forget that means God is not saying anybody should not be rich, but he's cautioning that the attitude that comes with wealth, flee from it. That bad attitude that comes with wealth, that nobody can talk to you. Now, suddenly, you now become the head of your family, of your extended family. You that they don't call before. They don't call you. They don't even call you for your bed. They don't call you for anything. Just hear that you bought a car. Hey, come on, me. Hey, you remember, your Ricky. Hey, Bele. They almost call you Jagbo Okunye Ogun. Aro Gesi. Now you call you, you say, huh? And say, until Oju come, we cannot start this family meeting. And you will be proud not to say, yes, wait for me, I'm coming. You something is wrong. Something is very wrong. That's why you should not attend the meeting at all. Yeah. Don't allow them to push you to hell, I beg you. They will just push you. When your elder is saying, yes, sir. To be candid, maybe at work or anytime, people are saying, Baba, I will be your boy. I say, never talk to me like that again. I'm not your, I will be my boy. See your BS. What do you see here? Yeah, I shaved it. So because of, guy will be your boy. I say, never talk to me like that again. How will you say, because of what? No money. I'm not joking. I've done that for about four people. We'll be your boy here. A full grown man with like three wives. Yeah, I have half. You have three. Sorry, yeah. What's the issue? Is it your half? Amen. Thank you. Sorry, Matthew 13:22. So I'm saying, when you are seeing these as negative in these scriptures, it's not saying don't be rich. It's saying it's warning against the attitude that comes with what? With riches. Thank you. So Matthew 13, verse 22. But he that received the seed among the thorns is he that heard the word, and the care of this word and the deceitfulness of what? Riches choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Is that what riches? Is it in there in that place? Is it positive or negative? Negative, right? Matthew 19, verse 23. 1923, then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. Positive or negative? Negative. Matthew, same 19, say, okay, same thing, he's saying 24 again. How hardly? He said it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Positive or negative? Negative. I explained this one last time, right? What is this? So when you say it is easier, what is he saying actually here? It's not possible for A man that what? Trust in riches, okay? That trust in riches. That means once your mind is on riches, not on God, you can't. So it's not talking about the money, but what the money does to you. Once you are focused on what that money does to you, you know you have time to hear salvation. So when you come and preach, you say, well, where my business, my container is coming, my this is coming, I have to go and fry my hair, I have to go and do this. You are gone. Matthew 27, verse 57. Okay, this one is actually positive, actually. See, 27, 57. And when the evening was come, there come a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also, you know, they came to carry his body. That should be positive, right? So it means you can be rich, yet you are doing the right thing. Go to Mark 4:19. The same thing we read earlier. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. That's negative. Mark 10:25. Look at your Bible. You open it. I'm just going through from here to Revelation. Mark 10:25. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye. Same thing. It's negative. Mark 12:41. Mark 12:41. Please open. Let's look at it together. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. If you read the entire story, is that positive or negative? Negative. Yeah. Luke 1:53. Open fast. Luke 1:53. This is awesome. Before you can understand 52, let's read from 52. Luke 1:52 and 53. Help me. Want to go, yes, us? Is that there? Next verse now. So, positive or negative? Yeah? You don't read it. Why is it in verse 52 again? Read 52 loud and clear. Want to go? Okay, so by the law of parallelism, in verse 53, the hungry will be who in verse 52? And the rich will be what in 52? Mighty. So that means, what's in 54? So, like, that means the rich man here will be used for pride. That's the point. So that's negative. That's figuratively negative. I am sorry. Clear negative. See Luke 6:24. This one is just clear. This one is just straight. Luke 6:24. Help me. Come on. Want to go? Yes. Woe unto you that are what? Rich, for you shall receive your consolation. Clear negative. Luke 8:14, which is the same thing you have read before. Luke 12:16, you have read that one too before. The kind of a certain man, rich man, brought forth plentifully. 21 also said, sorry, it's not rich towards God. No, I love that 21. Let's read it. So it's he that laid up treasure for himself. Luke 12:21, and is not what? Rich towards God. That is a lot. So you think on that. That means you can be rich on the earth and you're not rich towards God. When you're not generous, when you think of yourself. Okay, Luke 14:12. Then said he also to him that did him, when thou makest a dinner or at a supper, call not thy friend or thy brethren, neither your kinsmen nor thy rich neighbors, lest thou also beat them again and their recompense will be again. It's also negative there. Luke 16, verse 1. There was a rich man which was a steward, and no, that one's like, that is like neutral. Rich there is just descriptive. Okay, Luke 16, verse 11. If therefore you have not been faithful in, okay, I love to explain this. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit unto you your trust? The true riches. Actually, can you see riches there in italics if you are using proper KJV? So I mean, we shall commit unto you the true. Of course, it's talking about money. So, I will explain this later before I close. So that means we have what is called true riches, actually. True one. I'm coming. Luke 16:19 now. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen. That is clear. That's the guy who went to hell. Desiring to be fed with the crumbs. Rich man. So that is clear negative. His riches blinded his mind from God. I'll come back to that later. Luke 18:23. And when he had heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. The same thing. Let's read this one. Luke 19, verse 2. Luke 19, verse 2. Sorry, I'm fast. Just for us to go through them. Luke 19, 2. One, two, let's read, yes. Positive or negative? Positive or negative? Feel free. I prefer neutral. Because his riches did not influence anything. Are you with me? His riches did not say, it's not riches that, I don't know if you get me. His riches did not influence him to Christ or away from Christ. So rich there is just to describe him. He is rich. So when a rich man can have bad attitude, have you seen a rich man that can have good attitude right now? So you saw this man, he ran forward, he climbed a tree because he was very, what? He climbed. He was financially not tall. So he climbed and he didn't say, welcome Jesus, and it was awesome. So you can see that it's not the money that damned those people that Jesus was saying woe to. It's their attitude. Is it not clear? How many rich men, how many people do you see come to BG with Omajib? Go to those church that they do, that they do celebrations on the others. They do VG. Not VG where you come, you sing for 4 hours or and you take tea. Leave VG. Be one. If something happens, all of you just have, all of you, something just, one string and just paid upon all of you have Ferrari, Lamborghini, you have a Porsche, someone say I receive, Maserati, Aventador, you have all those nice cars, what do? You drive it to church, Bentley, have you here? You pack it, pop your shoe inside, come inside, what do? Roll your sleeve, mama, God is very against that. No. We have some cars that one tire of the car, we buy a quest car. One tire, we buy a quest car. Amen. No, but we have it. What do? You pack it. Take care. Because once you cannot pray again, you know that we have to sell that tire. So the car will be there. When you cannot move, you'll be humble. Are you? That's how it works. Praise God. So, next, look, where are we? Look, where did we last? Look what? Okay, awesome. So, please write this down. People can become rich without the power of God. And that word does not make them damned or saved. No. Word does not automatically make a man a sinner or saved. No. That word does not make them damned or saved. No. But it's their attitude because of the wealth. Attitude because of wealth. So let's now enter the epistles. You know, the epistles is so awesome. Oh God. So why in the New Testament, in the Paul goes to be saying, okay, well, positive, negative, it's just so clear. Let's see epistles, sorry. Romans 2. You see what riches is used for. Romans 2, verse 4. Are you ready? Come on. Well done, let's do this so I can go. Romans 2, verse 4. Or despite thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Physical or spiritual? Spiritual, simple. Spiritual. That's not even about positive or negative. That's spiritual. That's God. That's spiritual. Figurative for riches is used there for God's abundant mercy. See Romans 9:23. And that he may make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy. Same thing. Romans 10, 12. The first. Romans 10, 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord is rich unto all that call upon him. Romans 11, verse 12. Can you see what riches is used for? Huh? So this must be what you should call rich. This must be your own definition of wealth. God's knowledge. Amen. Praise God. So the guy that has cost 90 in his exam, what is that guy? He's a rich man. Praise God. That's how it works, okay? So Romans 11, 12. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world. What is the riches of the world? There's salvation of the world. Salvation. Remember? Salvation of the world. And the diminution of them be what? Riches of the salvation of the Gentiles. How much more? Their fullness. See, let's see Romans 11, 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable is judgment and his ways past finding out. 1 Corinthians 1 now. Verse 5. Well done, well done, well done, well done. Look at the Bible. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 5. That in everything you are enriched by him. In all what? Utterance and in all knowledge. You can see what riches is used for. This must be how you use riches. This must be your what is paramount in your mouth. And not always carry about with, we must armor. No, you must armor is you must know the God's word. Amen, amen. That is your own armoring. Okay, where are we? 1 Corinthians 4 now verse 8. Now you are full. Now you are rich. The same thing. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 10. As sorrowful yet always regretting as poor yet making many rich. I'm not talking about material things. Some people have said this before that. Yes, we preachers, our anointing will make you rich. These are devilish, satanic preachers. You say, yes, as poor, that we may not have enough, but the anointing of my life will make you rich. I don't read the rest. Rich there is not talking about money. It's talking about teaching men God's word, okay? Impacting men. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 2. We read this earlier. Look at your Bible. Help me. That's what we do in church. We read that. We open. Look at the Bible. Okay. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty are bonded unto the riches of their liberality. Simple riches of liberality. Can you see? The riches is used to qualify something, qualify a good action. Liberality. Awesome. Awesome. Chapter 8, verse 9. This one, we must look at this one. This is a big one. There are a lot of people, prosperity preachers have built mountain upon. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. So, if I give you an exam question now, I said, Edify Assembly is a prosperity preaching church. Oppose or defend? Oppose or defend? You must both oppose and defend. You will defend by saying what? The riches is the what? Not your Christ. You will oppose by saying what? It's not a material sense. Simple. You will stand for, you stand again, you do the two. Now make your conclusion. It's a lie. A question that will be coming one day for some good people. Okay. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. Slowly, let's read 8 verse 9. Help me, yes. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was what? Rich. Yet, for your sake, he became what? Poor. That you through his what? Poverty may become rich. I beg you, in the name of God, in the name of Christ, have you seen people preach this to you? Yeah. You know the grace of God. He was rich. But for your sake, he became poor. Now you through his property. That car that Jesus could not drive is meant for you. The houses that he couldn't leave is meant for you. Glory, glory. Any day you just in your mind quickly open 2 Corinthians 5:21. He was made sin for us. Who knew no sin? That we might be made the what? Righteousness of God in him. Simple. So poverty here is sin, riches is righteousness. Simple. It's just figurative. I didn't even need to do plenty of Greek words here. It's just when we want to choose to be deliberately dishonest. So people are just people want you to go. You know that. That's insects, ants in your eyes, big one, a bug on your eyes, a bug, you know, a big bug. Yeah. You have a big bug here. Then you look at it and say, God is gonna be Jesus became poor. Say he was rich. Okay, when was he rich? Where? He was born to a carpenter family. Carpenter. Is that the riches? Okay, through his poverty, he may become rich. So where is the mansion of Peter? What of Paul? Thomas. Judas. Downward. Zella. Okay, sorry, verse 11, 2 Corinthians 9:11. That one is clear. Okay, being enriched in everything, okay, in all bountifulness, see bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Ephesians 1:7. Of course, anybody that will see physical money in Ephesians, that one person must be, that is worse than Satan. That one is another level. So, Ephesians 1:7, you know, you have what? Redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the what? Riches of his grace. According to Christ, what is available in Christ. Verse 18, that the eyes of your understanding, oh my God, my wife went to a church and when they finished this scripture for them, she ran back home and she vowed never to go and listen to another preacher again. I said, now you see what I'm talking about. He told her, I said, yeah, because she was married right now. I said, the Lord is going to open your eyes to see the man. Imagine. Ephesians 1, 18. You know, ask her after service. You know what I mean? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know the good. Amen. What is the hope of his calling? What is the what? Riches of the glory of his inheritance. Where? In the same. That is in the spirit. Talking about the spirit of God. And things are available by the spirit. The spirit and things are available in him. Righteousness, everything. And things of the spirit. That's what it's saying. Okay, Ephesians 2:4. Same thing. Come on, don't give up this church. Ephesians 2:4. Sorry, I'll be slowing down so I can get me. Ephesians 2:4. But God, who is rich in what? Is he in dollars? Mercy, for his great love where he has loved us. Ephesians 2:7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us, Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. Ephesians 3:8. Ephesians 3:8, unto me, who am less than the least of the saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the word, guys, unsearchable riches of Christ. See what is rich, used for? Riches of Christ. Say we are rich men here. Come on, say we are rich men here. You don't, you're saying you put your head is on it. You don't believe God. You don't believe God. You are rich. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say we carry. Say we get something for the pocket. Amen. Bring it up. Hallelujah. Say we got the word. To be candy, you must change your thinking towards what I'm saying. The same way you see me, I don't devalue anybody because it does not have physical anything. The same thing must happen to you. It must to. Or else you'll not be a fruitful minister. You now start rating ministers. You'll be giving people platform based on what they drank, how tough they look in church. Yeah, this one. That sister, Apef. Come on, Apef. Please, let her be the head of the choir. Because of Pef. Apef. Let's see a brother. It is true. Awesomely. Awesome true. Like the standard of Moses. Not the same. They are all these ones. Amen, amen. Where are we? Verse. That's why you see your problem. Where's Sander? Sander. Amen. This is the will of God. Okay. Where are we? Ephesians 3:8 now, riches of Christ. 3:16 now, that he will grant unto you according to the riches of his glory, okay? To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the. No, man, that can be dollars, man. Like you relax. Okay, Philippians 4. Rush to Philippians. We are going somewhere. This is another demon. So it's a demon. When wrongly interpreted, that's afflicted several believers. Philippians 4:19. But my God, my God. No, something deep is coming. Hallelujah. Shall supply. Hallelujah. My God shall supply. Hey, all your needs according to what? Where's the riches? In what? What is the riches of God in glory? Is this CDN? What bank? Relax. Where? Ephesians that we just read, 1:19. Riches of his inheritance, we are in the saints. So what is this? What is the riches of the believer in the saints? The grace in the desire to be liberal. He was saying that when I was in need, you are what? Liberal to me. God too will bless you according to his riches in the saints. That means when you are in need to saints, you what? They will give to you. I pray that saints, their eyes will be open to give to you. Saints are the riches of God in glory. Simple. Saints, believers. And the exact riches is the generosity in saints. Generosity. Generosity. Sorry, I said it. Anyhow, just try and get what. Put it down in your own words, please. You need to know that. I don't want to go into step-by-step explanation of Philippians for everything now. We do that in another series, I'm very sure. For me, we have even done that before. No, thank you. I've done it before? No, thank you. Okay, Colossians 1, 27. Oh, this one is awesome. You need to use a type of passion, which I didn't, it was very serious in our last singing. Colossians 1, 27, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among where? The Gentiles. You can see, the riches of God is always found with believers, okay? Which is what? What are the riches now? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen, amen. Colossians 2, verse 2. Okay, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Awesome. Of God, the Father, Christ. This is a revelation. Revelation. Colossians 3:16. Hallelujah. I love this one. Colossians 3:16. You should know it offhand. Colossians 3:16. What's there? Let the word of Christ dwell in you how? Richly. Say richly. Yeah, that's what you dwell in you richly. In all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. 1 Timothy 6, verse 9. Mm-hmm. The first time you will hear of physical riches in the epistle, see what he's saying. First time. First time. 1 Timothy 6, 9. Or maybe you just start from verse 6, Abby. 1 Timothy 6, let's start from verse 6. Let me wait for you. The first time you now hear of physical real world in the epistles. See what he's talking about. Let's read 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. Let me wait for you. 6, verse 6. Just give me 15 minutes more or less. We close. 6, verse 6. Want to go? Yes, us? It's what? Great gain, yes? 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 Rich. Hallelujah. Okay, go to verse 17. That is clear. I explained that one last time. It's verse 17 right now. 1, 2, go. Slowly, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not what? Not trust in. Hold on. But see that word? Not trust in uncertain riches. Where do you think Paul got that word from? From the parable of Jesus. From what Jesus said. Yeah, from Luke. Don't forget Paul and Luke. They were party, right? Huh? So you have read the account of Luke. So Jesus that spoke against trusting riches. So he said, shag them that are rich in this world. He didn't say they should become poor. He didn't say they should throw away their money. No. He said, don't what? Be high-minded. Say attitude. Say attitude. Yeah. Don't be high-minded, nor trust in what? Uncertain. That means now, don't now also be, hope you know the Dangote, see they look for, see they find money, right? The curse on the rich man is that he must look for more. Write that down. Please, seem to write that down. The curse on the rich man is that he will look for more. That's the curse. So that you have all you have, you want to build a refinery, right? Which I think should be, we are praying, let him build it, that you can get job. Abi, let him do it now. But that's the cost on the rich man, is that he will keep looking for more. Sadly, that's sadly. Sadly. As a man, he has embezzled so much money, he now put money in a full tank, GP, no 1,000 liters tank, and they buried it. He put a full tank full of money, buried it. He sucked away money. Trusting on uncertain riches. For what? That's the curse on the rich. Guys, don't run such riches. But trust in the what? In the living God who giveth us all things richly to enjoy. Give us richly all things to enjoy. Thank you. Verse 18. Let's now read verse 18. Slowly want to go. That they do good and that they be what? Rich in good works. You see, that means you can be rich physically and not rich in what? In good works. Rich in good works. Ready to what? Distribute. Willing to. Read that again. Ready to. Willing to. Awesome. 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 So you may be rich on that and not rich towards God. Hebrews 11. Ah, God, God, God. Hebrews 11. Let's read 25 and 26. This one is awesome. I love this. Hebrews 11. Small sense. Are you sleeping? What is it? Sorry. I'm blessed. Hebrews 11, 25 and 26. Slowly want to go. Yes, sir. Yes. The reproach greater riches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guy, just think about it. What if the richest dude in Abuja, that guy just called that, I want to see you. I want to see you by 7. You know, you're so far. Maybe IJ. Oh, yes. Imagine. If the guy just called that, okay, can you just meet me at, not even an hotel. Let's say, can you meet me in ShopRite? Which time? 7 o'clock. Although I have church, okay, I will follow church on live stream. Okay, I will do. What did Moses do there? Extending the reproach of Christ, greater riches. Ah! That's a lot, eh? You got to see that. You got to see that. That thing actually saved me from losing a lot of money in some months ago or so. I mean, it saved me. Because me, I just interpreted. I think I told Father Abraham also. Then we had to travel to a place in my place of work, and everybody was contributing. Everybody was contributing. And as I was bringing, say, okay, let me pay. I just down. Don't go. Ah. Yeah. Okay. Try it again. Don't go. Okay. This is stronger. I'm not going. One day, all the big men just called me. Are you the only rebel in this place? Blah, 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 blah. You are. Okay. I will go. Their voice overtook the voice of God in my mind. Okay. Out of the old money, I now paid 10% of all. I said, okay, take the old this one first. I'm coming. I'll take the rest. The rest is coming. It's okay. Okay. The day I want to pay more, I think just remind you. I said, don't go. Ah. Okay. And I'll say in my heart, because you don't go, I don't understand. I say, I said to stay with the saint. Extra 5 days, extra 1 week is greater than whatsoever we are going to enjoy where we are going. I now use that one as an opinion in my heart, thinking that was why God is saying, don't go. So I just did that. And so next I just, I'm not going again. They called me terrible, I said, but I'm not going. Mark me down, I'm not going. Then I just use stronger, I turn it for them. Until just until a week to when they will be going. A week. WHO just declared worldwide emergency. Now, Singapore has coronavirus, nobody is traveling. People lost their money. Me, I just walked like this. But, I'm not joking. So everybody was now, you, man of God, you know, you didn't tell us. What I know is, even me, I don't know the reason. So now, this is where I'm going. Why I was able to overcome the temptation of the bosses is that I just say, saints are greater. So that was the reason I could understand. But at times, maybe I will get to this in the next line of God. At times, you are just hearing God saying something. You don't know why. I beg. Obey. That's why you must have learned to prove how God speaks to you over time. Me, I was thinking now because of, okay, I was thinking that God is saying, if you travel, what will happen to Israel? Israel will not be serious again. I was thinking that is what God is saying. Oh, not knowing that the whole journey is a fallacy. It's sin will not hold. And the Singapore was now one of the, then it was now the, it was second after China, then that had this, the case ramped up. So, what am I saying? Well, do you know this your everyday, I don't know if you can bear me witness, this is your everyday coming to church, it has saved you from a lot of disappointments. It has. You may not know. I don't pray you know. I would point to some of you right now that if not for this exam that you are studying for every day, what will you be doing with your life every evening? Oh, you'll be Bet Niger. Maybe that's a word of knowledge. Bet Niger, believer, losing your money every day. So you don't know. So I'm just saying this fraternity of believers, it does a lot. It does a lot. Are you with me? Say I honor the saints. Say I honor the gathering. Thank you. So you see, esteeming the reproach of Christ. Now you are here, you are all, some of you, you are not feeling by everything, but you still esteem that thing that is, although it's a reproach, greater what? Riches. You get that? Exam, is it nice? Be true. Is it peace? Is it my? Yeah. But what must you esteem it? Greater riches. Hallelujah. Oh God! See, the word of God changes our destination. That's the point. It changes it. Changes our thinking. What people say, hey, prayer, 30 hours, mobimo, kilo deo. You are kidding me. Ah, no, we are not writing any story to a kidney. Story up from the kidney. No story today. We esteem it as what? Greater rich. Say esteem. Come on, say esteem. Hakim, say esteem. Yeah. Pray to God. That's the point. You esteem it. Say esteem. Well, please, who can explain esteem briefly? To rate higher, yes? To place highly. Priority. Thank you, sir. Awesome. That means, you know, when you buy something on Amazon or anything, they will say, come on, rate this product. That's why in Jumia is not progressive, because nobody rates anything. Nobody does review on Jumia. That's why everything is like that. Nobody knows what is fake or what is original. Nobody does review. So when you rate a product, that means you will put your own opinion. Somebody can say, this product is nothing, it's one. You will put 10. That is esteem. Praise God. Just like you say, one man's what? Food, another man's what? Poison. Then say, bow leg is not good. Bow leg is a curse of the Lord. Ah, no. Bow leg is a blessing. Hallelujah. Sorry, let's leave that. Amen. In James 1, verse 10. So you esteem. James 1, verse 10. Well, so this one, let's read verse 9 and 10. We're almost there. James 1, let's read 9 and 10. Help me, yes, sir? Again. James 1, 9 and 10. Be loud and clear, yes? Yes, sir? Yes? Positive or negative? Very negative. But you're reading that we shall pass it away. That means calm down. That riches will pass away. Lord, calm down. The riches will pass away. So calm down. See verse 11. Yes. For the sun, yes, is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth. The grass and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the passion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in. That is scripture. I didn't write it though. This is new creation, what? Reality. So you don't live for what I can get. Money. That is not your meditation. James 2, verse 5. Oh God, this one will make us make it clear. Then we go to Revelation. Now we close. James 2, verse 5. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the what? Poor of this world, what? Poor of this world, what? Rich in faith. Say God's divination is my divination. Please start seeing this, start living like this. Has God not chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him? And go to James 5, verse 1. James was just ferocious. Let's read James 5, 1 and 2. Very hard. James and us, truth. Rich men, see, they need hard words. To the candidate, anytime I'm speaking to somebody that has money or something, most of the time, see, I use hard words. They don't give me attention. What is wrong with you? You don't have money now. You think you have opinion? When you get to hospital, does money save you? Does money save you when you're on your operation bed? Calm down now. Don't share. I think I'll tell you older than me. They will probably be scared that like this guy really knows what he's saying. But by the time you want to go and preach to a man, because he has a car, and you're saying, excuse, good afternoon, sir. Yes, sir. How is business, sir? I'm really asking, how is business, sir? How is business, sir? Yes, sir. Okay, sir. Just say we should greet you. Let's just comment. You know what to say again. I love using your phone, though. Is that new? Is that the latest Samsung, sir? Wow, God has blessed you. Well, just want to tell you to love God and to come close to God. I can give you my number, sir. you are in the world of your own. You don't see a man because of what it is. I'm not saying you disrespect anybody, please. You're not first class in this place. But what? Any man minister, let him minister as an oracle of God. You carry authority. As you speak to him, if he doesn't believe you, you'll be damned. You'll go to hell. And you go to hell. So I believe that you can use hell for. Say, Baba, you're not joking, though. If you don't, you will go to hell. You will go. People have, rich man has gone to hell. Let me show you, sir. Look 16. Sir, he's a rich man. He went to hell. Money did not save him. So, sir, it's not really healthy. You are seeing God when you are looking at your phone 10 times. Close now. I'm serious. Some of them need such words to listen. At times, they may not even listen to you. They may get offended and go. But see, deep inside, they'll be saying, what has she said? Somebody will tell you, what has she said? You better go and listen. You just die. Go and listen to her. Praise God. And that's what happened to Nama. Elijah talked to him. He said, what is this man? Someone said, okay, come. If this man has told you to bring dollars, won't you bring it? He said, just go and wash. You don't share. But calm down. Calm down. Go and wash. That's why we can stop packing your leprosy clothes every day. Go and wash. So, James 5, verse 1 and 2. James 5, 1 and 2. Let's read together. I want to go. Yes. Go to now, you rich man. Weep and woe for your mysteries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments. Of course, talking about people who are not paying, who are short changing, who are not paying their staffs well, etc. No, one thing my wife did when she had a gym in Libya before we came here, at times she would not even have leftover to bring home, but she never owed staff. That's a believer. That's a believer. Not be paying your staff by 10th of the month. You're using their money, investing their money in their salary, calling that wisdom. That's sad. That's bad. That's stupid. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. People, you go in there 3 months salary. Yet you see like the most demonic institution I've seen that there is secondary school. This is secondary or primary. Which one? You see the ridiculous amount. And if you miss one, if you are late, if someone you did deduct on your salary, if you are late, for deduct. Every day you'll be deducting. My sister was not feeling well today. I said, what can you say you can come inside? She cannot come home. Why? Until somebody now died, they now say, we told her to go, but she didn't listen. Just lie. So I've taught you, none of you just never value any work more than your what? More than your health. Once your health is doing carry well, just relax your health. Amen, amen. I don't know what you are thinking about to me, I know. Okay, so Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. I've said it before, I know that is what your mind will interpret that one as. Revelation 2, verse 9. Are you getting this, guys? What is do what you don't understand. I'm not okay. Health is wealth, okay? Go. Go to the retreat house. Rest. Yes, AC there. That's what I'm saying. And it's not always at home, also. Revelation 2. Oh, wait, my sister. I can't find her. Okay. She's there? Oh God, awesome! You want quiet there? Thank you, man. Revelation 2, verse 9. Let's read this one. You know this. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art. Can you see that? Poverty, but thou art what? So poverty there will be physical, rich there will be what? Spiritual, right? Figurative. Awesome. See chapter 3 verse 17. You have read this one. Thou says I am rich. Let's read it again. Don't be tired. Let's read 17 and 18. Revelation 3, 17 and 18. Because thou says I am what? Rich and increased with goods, and I have need of nothing. And not that what? Wretched, anything else? Miserable, anything else? Poor, yes, again, blind and naked. Don't be proud before God. God, he will give it to you. You are nothing. What did he say to that guy that was using the vessels in the house of Lord to eat, to drink in Daniel? So that's how God talks to a rich man. Once you now show yourself, because I allow you to capture Israel, they have captured Israel. Say, no, you catch. You pack the vessels. God did not talk. You now bought your concubine. Go and bring those vessels in the house of the Lord. God says, come. God has said, come. No, I love that word. He said, mene, tele or pressing, right? He said, what? I have counted all your kingdom and I have finished it. He said, I have carried you in a balance. you are light. Kere, binti, small. You are, God is telling you are small. No, you are gone. Eh? That's what he said. I have carried, I weighed you, you are small. That's the point. That's how God talked to a proud man. You know, it's like the guy you can't say, okay, no one you can't say, relax now. And I told you, he's one of those guys in captivity that did that thing to them. Moses said, you must not touch. You are doing this. Angel Kabiru. Something close to that. Shara. See, let's read verse 18. I counseled you to buy of me what? Gold. Tried in what? Say the knowledge of God's word is gold. Thou mayest be rich. Hallelujah. And white raiment that thou mayest be what? Clothed. And the shame of thy nakedness will not appear. And anoint thy eyes with tiro. Eyes lay. Tell me, God asked Tiro for you, not this one that you buy from all these G1, God is no, it's not. God has eye slave. The word, hallelujah. Say the word of God is eye slave. Yeah, it's Tiro. That's your Tiro. Be more conscious of that one. You're not reading your Bible in a day, and you are doing Tiro. Are you ashamed? You should be ashamed of yourself. He said, are you with me? You should be ashamed. Use Tiro again. Okay, what do you call it now? Same thing. Tiro. I like that. Glory, glory, glory. Okay, back to Luke 16, guys. Next one in Revelation is just Revelation 5:12. What is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing? Luke 16, verse 11. So I can understand what he's talking about, true riches, read 11 to 13. Luke 16, 11 to 13. Luke 16, 11 to 13. Want to go? If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who shall commit to your trust the true or the true riches? Okay, next verse. If you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Hope you know somebody can read this one now and just pause. Can you see? God is talking about business principle. If you are not faithful in what is another man's, you cannot get your own. That means you must first work well under your boss, so that you can get your own business. All scripture is given for salvation through faith in Christ. Never forget. Next verse. Want to go? No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So, write this down. Very clear. Now, so, that means what he's saying is serving mammon. So, very clear. When unfaithfulness in handling earthly riches, please write this down. When unfaithfulness in handling earthly riches has covered your eyes, you won't be able to serve God acceptably in the gospel. When unfaithfulness in handling earthly riches, either too much or I will do anything to get money, when that unfaithfulness has entered your eyes or has covered your eyes, you won't be able to serve God acceptably in the gospel. Now, please, with that statement, read that statement again, what you are reading now, and read that your Luke 16, 11 to 13 again. Correlate it. The Bible scholar, read it and see how it applies. Read this. Try and see it. You see it. So when you are not faithful in the unrighteous mammon, how will you be able to see things spiritual as priority when money has clouded your eyes? When you are not faithful in what is another man's, what is another man's? There is earthly riches. What is? They are not things that are your own. They are not things that are yours in Christ. When you are not faithful in that, when you are just on that one, he said, "Who shall give you what is your own?" Are you getting this, guys? What is your own? There, things spiritual. What is not your own? Earthly things. Please ensure you get that. What is your own? Things spiritual. What is not your own? Things earthly. So when you are not faithful, when you don't know how to handle earthly matters well, somebody breaks your heart and you just become bored. You got a down payment in the office and you come to church. When you are not faithful in that one, when you are not smart in handling earthly affairs, how will you get excellence in things of God? How? Did you get that? Ensure you meditate on that. Think on that more. So, also, the rich man in hell is because he did not listen to Moses and the prophets, okay? It's not because of his money. I know you know that. It's not because of his money. It's because he didn't listen to Moses and the prophets. I think that was the last scripture I've quoted. Banaka, help us with the keyboard. So, So, your focus on the earthly can take off your gaze from the eternal. That's what I'm saying. Since your focus on the earthly can take off your gaze from the eternal. It can, if you allow it. Your focus on the earthly things can take off your gaze from the eternal things, from eternity, if you allow it. Please, again, like I've said on Sunday, as touching financials, miracles are plan B. They're not, in fact, maybe plan C. They're not plan A. You're not planning it. It's not about what can happen, it's about what should happen. It's not what can. It's not, don't say, but God can do it. That's a wrong question. We are saying Christianity is apostolic. Let me say it again. We are not talking about what can happen. We're not talking about, are you saying God cannot? Anybody that is daring you with such statements is just like you are saying, are you sure? So you cannot impregnate a girl. Is that a right statement? Then that is rubbish. Are you daring me to do what? That's not applicable. So it's not also about what God can do. It's about what should be done. It's about the proper thing. It's about the apostolic doctrine. You don't see any disciple, any apostle sit down at home saying he prayed and money is falling down from heaven. Stick with that pattern. Stick with it. Don't become overly covetous. Don't now become overly ready when it comes to money. Again, when you saw supernatural interventions, when you are on tight corner, close corner, everything, don't now make that a doctrine. That is just God's mercy and God's provision for that time. Don't bring that to church and turn that one to testimony time that will now divert, distract the focus of the saints. I trust God for you to have angelic encounters in your days. If you have angels bump to you, save you from stuff, save you from fraud, save you from stains. Awesome. You don't come to church and have an angelic ministry saying that, yeah, in this church, you shall assign angels to people. Yes, of course, you are going to work. I will put two angels on your counter. You are going to angelology, which is idol worshiping, which is as Colossians 2, Abby. That's my voluntary worshiping of angels, worshiping of angels, and not holding the head, which is Christ. So again, it's not about what can happen, though. Let no man tell you that. Are you saying God cannot? Say, shut up. Wrong question. So Christians should not stay in church saying, Baba She, Baba She, Baba She, go and walk. No matter what you can do, and however small it can come, just ensure it's not taking away your health, it's not taking away your precious ministry time. Walk, do honest work, and come and serve God. So again, Christianity is apostolic. The pattern we see, we must uphold. The apostles were very quiet about earthly possession. You must not be hearing my message and you should be knowing how many cars I have. You should not be hearing my message and you should be hearing how many houses are built. You must not be hearing message and you are hearing how much private jet somebody has. Can you find that in the epistle? No. So Christianity is a pattern. It's not a reality show. All those Kim Kardashian, which has gone on video now, glory to God. And who else? God can change your story too. Hallelujah. So it's not those reality show keeping on. No. That's not Christianity. Christianity is that's my. When we think that pastor should have to come to you, this is my wife. This is my wife. The time I tell you the story of everything. Oh, this is how we do. This is how we met. This is it. That is not Christianity. In church, it's Pastor Joy. You hear the other, that's just some mistakes that in church that I cannot avoid at times. Praise God. But are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yeah, I'm saying, like, because right now, I didn't know how many of us are married, maybe me, Pastor Baruch, Pastor Ezekiel, Pastor Nat, and Ojut, who else? And a boss who up there, and the Paracletos, all of them are married there. So by the time I'm always talking, my wife, yes, and me and my wife, yes, we traveled, me and my wife, we went to buy me and my wife, me and my wife. What are you saying? What are you saying? Are you saying, so we that we don't have wife, So you have a Christianity that is quiet about your achievements. A Christianity that is quiet about your earthly attainment. Calm down. You are an MD, get to the church door. Drop your MP portfolio, pocket it. You enter, you pray. You enter, you submit to the usher. Go and sit down there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, and finally, as your pastor, let me tell you this. The race for more money is not at all costs. This is talking to you now as your pastor. The race for more money is not at all costs. It must not cost you your health. It must not cost you your joy. It must not cost you your life. And most importantly, it must not cost you your ministry, that is your career in God. Lastly, the race for more money is not at all costs. That is as your pastor to you. I'm telling you this. I'm not telling the whole world. It's me. I'm telling you. And you listen to me. This is not at all costs. It must not cost you. So that means you can tell someone that my pastor told him that the race for more money must not cost me my health. That the race for more money must not cost me my joy. You can tell anybody that my pastor says, no, why are you losing? My pastor said, this race must not cost me my life. And most importantly, it must not cost you your what? Your ministry, that is your what? Your career in God. Is that clear, guys? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You trust God for men in this place. You do well in earthly things. So you'll be able to help others, bring others up in the ministry. Of course, you know a lot of things we do also. Little money here and there makes it possible. But despite all, if there's anything you have learned in this church, I know what is the difference that's been known for. Is it sound? Is it keyboard? Is it music? No. What are we known for? Doggedness with the truth of God's word. Praise God. So while God will help us and God bless us, we try to make a lot of things available so that the priority can be maintained. So also, again, as God helps you, you grow up in life, become comfortable. Don't forget your focus. Don't forget helping a saint. Don't forget helping your ministry. Don't forget humility. Don't forget your right attitude. Don't be proud. Don't be haughty. Now it's become something I cannot talk to. When I come to church, now I hold two phones. Before you have hard copy Bible, now you cannot have Bible again. Now you're carrying ridiculous tablets. Now using soft pen to write in church. What was that? Carry stuff and write. Do what you ought to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray for you. May God blesses your heart. Commitment is yours. You are godly in your pursuit. Grace of God is with you. You are Libra. Nothing moves you. Come what may, nothing moves you. Come what may, nothing moves you. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Glory to God. Okay. Be at your best. I'll see you later. Take care.